Are you struggling with something in your mind that is bothering you and you can't shake it? Trouble achieving your fitness goals? Just don't think you're living a fulfilling life? Well, if you could change your life, wait a minute, strike that. If you could transform your life into the badass life you've always wanted, would you do it? I think that answer is yes. This is your podcast for health and inspiration, Which Way Is Life? I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode 65. And if you like what you hear today, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. My guest today is celebrity trainer, CrossFit star, and best-selling author, Christmas Abbott, and she returns with a 30-day guide to jumpstart habit change through dynamic daily tasks that challenge the mind, body, and spirit. And today we're going to talk about her new book, The Badass Life, 30 Amazing Days to a Lifetime of Great Habits, Body, Mind, and Spirit. Christmas, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I want to tell them all the things, but honestly, if you're kind to yourself, if you are just kind to yourself and allow yourself to celebrate you, it'll make your day better.
Celebrate you. I love that sentiment. That's so good.
Yeah.
Celebrate you every day and do it every day. Every day is a precious day.
Well, every Christmas, day.
Every day. Do it. Christmas, before we dig into your story and talk about your new book, can you let us in on your personal life a little bit? What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
Well, I mean, on the small things. I really, really love the small things. You know, people look at my career and they're like, oh my gosh, you've done some big things. But it's only from the small things that I just find fulfillment and happiness and gratitude. So every morning I wake up and I write down a few things that I'm grateful for. Sometimes I do it. I actually give thanks for being able to have a day. And it just makes me go through the day with such gratitude and appreciation that even on the crappy days or the crappy weeks or the crappy months, you know, it allows me to have a little piece of happiness and it allows me to see things in a different perspective. So that's how I get to start my day.
Well, that's good. And even in the crappiest days or crappiest weeks, there's good things in there. So if you search them out, it just makes the week not as crappy.
Yeah. And I think that it's just, you have, it's a matter of perspective. You know, people have unfortunate circumstances happen to them all the time. And it's not about dealing with that specific circumstances. It's how you decide to deal with it in your mind and your actions and your emotions. And it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset. I'm not saying that you should always be happy. That's absolutely not possible, right? Because we're going to have crazy mm-hmm. things happen in our lives. But it's our mental tenacity to see the appreciation of day to day and the gratitude of the small things that make you happiest. You know, I love sitting outside with my dog and just playing fetch with her. She is way happier than I am on a regular basis. And it's just little things that make all the difference.
That's right. And realizing that moment when you are sitting outside and you're enjoying the day and your dog, realizing that moment and understanding the value of that. So that's so true. And I quickly want to mention, Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So Christmas, in your new book, The Badass Life, do we all have a badass inside of us? Can we all achieve these great things and balance in our life?
Yeah, and being a badass doesn't mean that you're breaking all the rules or destroying things. That's usually, you know, people are like, oh, that's so badass because it's different. And what I want people to know is that they have a badass within them, which means that they are going to be relentless with their goals and relentless with their life purpose, their legacy. And you don't have to always follow a blueprint to be able to have this beautiful, badass life. And that's what I try to convey to people, is that they can do whatever they want and do it in their own way.
And be relentless about it.
Relentless. Well, I mean, it's also, relentless is another word for perseverance. I tell people, I'm like, you have to become a beginner before you can be an expert. And once you find something that you're passionate about, continue to foster that relationship, nourish it, grow it, and who knows, it might be a career changer for you. But you have to just be relentless with making sure that you are practicing good deeds, practicing good habits, and loving your life. And it's kind of, I mean, it's constant work, but the alternative is way harder work, more obstacles, this clouded mind, and this constant angst and frustration. So for me, I'd rather just go ahead and be relentless with my dreams and allow things to kind of work for me instead of against me.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about this is you say 30 amazing days to a lifetime of great habits, body, mind, and spirit. So 30 days, we all have 30 days, right? This isn't a 6-month plan. So tell me about the 30 days. Within 30 days, if we really commit to this and be relentless about your plan, we really can change ourselves.
It's set up for you to succeed. And it's also set up for you to be able to implement without being super frustrated and just not understanding. So each chapter has a specific goal or perspective, right? A lesson to be learned. But it also has challenges for you, meaning that you're not going to just read about my experience and how I changed my life. You're going to read about my experience, and I'm going to challenge you how to change your life. And it's kind of like a workbook, but also an action item book. So you have challenges every day to help you implement this on a daily basis instead of just reading and forgetting.
So your program is based on building positive daily habits to help people achieve a higher quality of life and, of course, increase self-worth. So what are the steps to building positive daily habits?
You know, there's a couple different phases of this. There's the I don't know what I don't know, or completely unaware that you do these habits, or, you know, if you're constantly giving energy into the negativity, then you're feeding that, and so the negativity is going to continually grow. So the first thing that I challenge people is for them to be able to understand what their goals are. Be a positive gold digger. Goal, not gold. And to be able to aim big. So what is it that you're working towards? As human beings, we have a natural inclination to want to have a goal and to work towards something so we feel rewarded by our effort. And if you don't know what you're, if you're just kind of aimlessly walking through life, and I don't mean goals in the granular level. I mean big lifetime goals. And what gets you out of your bed in the morning? What is your why? Why do you do what you do? And I talk about to describe your legacy. And I challenge people to think about and write down what they want to leave this world behind with. What is their imprint? And once you start thinking about that, you can work backwards. And it'll start dictating your decisions on a daily basis, on a 10,000-mile view, but also a granular view of why you do what you do. And if you start understanding your legacy, you will start living a more positive life because you're working towards that legacy every single day.
So important to know your why. And I love that. Describe your legacy. And I think what you're talking about is you said people sometimes really don't know that, or they don't put the time in to think about that. And I think with a program like yours, people will make very important discoveries about themselves along the way, right? That's probably one of your goals in this book.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible because people, one of the reasons that this kind of spawned was a lot of my fans will do my workout program. So I do online programming. And they sign up for the goal of a better body or to learn how to eat well. But through this process, they discover confidence and self-worth. And then they surprise themselves by being able to do things that they, one, never thought they were able to do, and two, doing more than that. And so it really does help you create this mental tenacity and challenge yourself and understand a bigger picture and our purpose in life. And when we discover a purpose, whether it's intentional or unintentional, we now have value added to our life.
Mm-hmm. I love how you put that. So cool. Value added to your life. So by going through a process where you're really thinking about your life and your legacy and what you want to accomplish and do, taking that time to really look inward can really help you as you move forward. So also in this book, you
and
offer
people,
some... Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to just kind of expand on a little bit more in the sense of, instead of saying, what is your life goal? I asked, what is your legacy? Because a legacy doesn't have to be these specific, very rigid goals. It can be a feeling or, you know, something that you just want to leave. Like, how do you want your grandchildren to talk about you? And that alone will shift everything that you're doing. And instead of having this life goal of like, I want, you know, X amount of dollars in the bank before I die, it allows it to be a little bit more heartfelt. Mm-hmm. And a little bit more of a purpose versus a task.
Okay, good clarification, and thank you for sharing that with us. and this kind of leads me into my next question. So you also go into the need for daily spiritual wellness, and you give suggestions for practicing, and I love this wording, random acts of connection. Can you tell us about that?
So there's a philosophy of, you know, like, you give what you get, you get what you give. My friend helped me put this into perspective, and he was like, Christmas, just be awesome. You know, just be awesome. Don't expect a return. And when you take off that expectation, and expectations are an interesting subject as well, when you take away that expectation, you can actually do things with pure intention of just doing good things. Meaning that, you know, opening a door for somebody, it's a small act, but people aren't doing this anymore because they're not being aware of what their surroundings are. Helping somebody at the grocery store, these small things, you know, like if you see somebody broke down, pull over and make sure that they're okay. You don't know when you're going to save somebody's life. When we take away certain when we have expectations, we will either fall short of them and be disappointed, meet them and want more, or exceed them and constantly start to feed this need for accelerating past our expectations. But if we go into something, random acts of kindness to be able to connect, or an experience that we've never done before without expectations of what it will be like, then we are open to be able to experience it as it comes, and to be able to take it into a new realm where maybe we were going to neglect or miss because we have these other expectations. So I think that people just doing kind things will fill your heart with gratitude and kindness, and you'll start doing it more and more. Spread the kindness, not the hate.
So well put. I love that. And again, I love that phrasing, random acts of connection. And you're right about giving. If you expect something in return, is it really giving then? And let's talk about fitness a little bit. What about the workouts and the fitness angle and the things you talk about in the book?
You know, I just talk about how to be able to set yourself up for a good fitness regimen. My first book, The Badass Body Diet, has tons of workouts and tons of nutrition information. So that has like specific programming, where in this book, Badass Life, I talk about exploring different types of fitness avenues. So if your thing is to walk briskly, then as long as you enjoy it, then keep doing it. But I try and encourage people to try new things, and trying new things gives you new experiences, and it can actually help you discover amazing parts of yourself that were kind of tucked away that you had no idea were there. So with this, I do give you kind of a plan on how to execute your fitness regimen and to be able to, you know, love your body even more. And we're all connected. So the physical side is connected to the nutrition. Obviously, those are hand in hand. But if we have positive thoughts, and we have that can-do attitude and that I promise I will try this experience, that is going to enhance and amplify our physical well-being and our nutritional balance, because now we're not only nourishing our bodies, but when we nourish our souls, we're getting a better rounding of wellness.
Right. And that kind of leads me into my next question about balance, because we hear the word balance all the time. You say the key is using essential daily practices for the body, mind, and spirit. It's all in there. Your book really speaks to that.
Yeah. You know, the example is that you can be a super, well, you know, really disciplined physical specimen, you know, just amazing body, have your nutrition in check. But if you're mean to yourself in your head, or you're not grateful for every day that you get to be able to practice this, you aren't really in a good, positive wellness place. How many times have you heard somebody be like, oh, I'm just kind of in a bad place in my head? Well, that means that they're, I won't say sick, but their mind is being challenged. And when we nourish our emotions, which through meditation or religious practice or, you know, diet, whatever the person's spiritual calling is, when we practice that on a daily basis, we actually get rid of all this angst and anxiety in our life, and it falls away naturally, and we have more appreciation for being able to go work out. So it really is a balance, and I believe personally that our mental tenacity, the toughness of our mind, gives us the discipline to be able to practice that meditation, the workout, and everything else that will follow.
So the mental aspect of this is really so vitally important.
I 100%. When we have a strong mind, we have the ability to change our habits and put anything into action. But if we're constantly beating ourselves up, or what's called, you know, weak-minded, if we're easily swayed one way or another and not sticking to our convictions, or making decisions based on the legacy we want to leave behind, then it becomes a spiral, and now your decisions are no longer yours, it's everybody else's. So when we understand that legacy we want to leave back behind, it actually allows us to have that mental fortitude to make decisions that will enhance our day in a positive way.
So through your 30-day program, it's kind of out with the bad habits and in with the good ones.
Yeah, or what I actually prefer to say is in with the good habits, and then you don't even recognize the bad habits leaving because you've just neglected them so much with all this positivity that now you turn around and you go, wow, I don't do X, Y, and Z anymore because I do A, B, and C. And it's kind of a beautiful thing because your mind only has so much room. And so if you start shoving positive, good things in there, the negative things just dissipate. And then suddenly you're looking around, you're like, oh, I'm not struggling in life nearly as much as I was before. What am I doing differently? And it's that positive thinking.
So just let those bad habits fall away. Just fill your head with all those positive thoughts and positive good things, and there's no room for the bad ones. I love that. Well, the book is The Badass Life, 30 Amazing Days to a Lifetime of Great Habits, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And coming up, we get the high five from Christmas Abbott. But if I could ask a quick favor, please, after the interview with Christmas, you're listening now, when it's all done, click on over to iTunes, find my show page, Which Way Is Life, hit the ratings and review tab. Just take 30 seconds. It would really help me. If you like what you're hearing right now, do that. That way I get a better ranking in iTunes, and it gives me a chance to help more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. The high five with Christmas Abbott is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Christmas Abbott. Christmas, are you ready?
Yes, I am as ready as I can be.
Okay, so what was the inspiration? What made you want to write this book?
My fans. They kept asking me and emailing me about how I do what I do. And so I decided to put my stories together and try and make a tangible book for them to be able to take my experiences home.
Very cool. All right, question number two. You come in contact with a lot of people. Can you tell me about somebody that really inspires you?
This is going to be a little cliche maybe, but my mom is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met. Her love for life, and you know, I'm always so inspired by her. She was breast cancer survivor, made chemo craft kits for the other cancer patients during chemo treatments, and so she just is an amazing woman across the board. So she gives me daily inspiration.
I love that. Very cool. All right, question number three. If you could go back in time, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, my gosh. I would tell myself that I was worthy. I was worthy of all the things that I wanted to do, but I didn't believe that I was good enough to do them.
So just believe that you're worthy, right? I think we all kind of have those same thoughts. So that's thank you for sharing that with us. It's a really good to put in perspective. Question number four, do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Do today what others won't, so you can do tomorrow what others can't.
Such a cool quote, and we will put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, last question. Question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
Try it. Just try it.
That's a good one. Well, a lot of times we don't. We, in our chattering mind, I can't do that. I'll never make it. That's not going to happen for me. That's not going to work. I'm too scared. My friends will laugh at me. Somebody will think, geez, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. So people don't do things. Just try it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Christmas. Well, thank you for your time. And how can we connect with you?
You guys, you can connect with me on my webpage, christmasabbott.com. I send out, if you sign up for my newsletter, I send out what I call a weekly treat. And it has a lot of the same kind of concept stuff that I talk about in the book of how to make your week better. And then also, all of my newsletter subscribers get the first dibs and crazy discounts on things that I release. So my workout programs, I'm also releasing a supplement line this summer, and then a nutrition coaching program this fall. So they'll get the 411 on that before everybody else.
I love it. That's cool. All right, and we're going to put a link to that on the show notes page at radiomd.com and a link to Christmas's brand new book, The Badass Life, 30 Amazing Days to a Lifetime of Great Habits, Body, Mind, and Spirit. Christmas, thank you again. And as we wrap up here, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Christmas, thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, too.
So cool talking with Christmas. We all can use a little Christmas all the time, can't we? Yes, we can. And thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. Again, if I could ask a quick favor, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Jump over there. It's very easy. Just search Which Way Is Life. Hit the ratings and review tab. Give me a rating. Give me a review. And again, it helps my rankings and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's what we're trying to do here. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.